بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We had begun discussion on the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى from this kitab, the beautiful names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Among the attributes, the beautiful names of Allah جل جلاله الكريم. And we hear this name commonly in du'as, Ya Kareem. And our Dada Shaykh Azhi Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah would say that every now and then when you're getting up, you're sitting down, call out to Allah, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira. These are the secrets which Allah Ta'ala bestows upon the hearts of those awliya and the friends, that these names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the amount of barakat in it, the amount of bounties and ni'mas Allah will bestow upon you when you call unto Allah, Ya Halim, the one that is most tolerant. The one that is most tolerant, Ya Allah, every step I make, I'm breaking your command. I don't know how to walk straight also. Don't know how to think straight. Ya Allah, you are Halim. Ya Allah, you're most tolerant. You know, when it comes to our domestic life, a little bit crooked already, there's no tolerance, zero tolerance at home. Why you threw your clothes here? Why you put your socks over there? Why you didn't close the toothpaste? So we know what is tolerance. Or sometimes the husband also has no tolerance. You'll be calling out to Allah, Ya Halim, Ya Allah, you're so tolerant. You overlook, Ya Allah, eat. I had supper tonight, Ya Allah, I forgot to read Bismillah also. After I finish it also, Ya Allah, I didn't read dua after eating. I drank water, Ya Allah, you made it sweet, you made it palatable. I didn't need dua for drinking water also. Ya Allah, you are so Halim. That you gave me the water and you didn't charge me also. Our Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuh, says also, when it comes to the water, highly subsidized by Allah. We can't pay for one drop of water. What we are paying water and lights, we're complaining also it's so much. He says in reality, we can't even put a price to it. Allah Ta'ala just subsidized the water. We're only paying for just the piping and the maintenance. Water, we can't put a price to it. We're only paying for the maintenance and infrastructure. Allah Ta'ala says, drink how much you want, but thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you're so tolerant. We do just a few things for our children. And we say, we didn't say Jazakallah. He didn't thank me. She didn't thank me. I brought everything home. Nobody even appreciates also. We say it. But myself, how much am I appreciating of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem. Ya Kareem will discuss. Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira. Oh, the one whose maghfirat and his forgiveness is very vast. Allah Ta'ala forgives so much. Wa ya'afu an kathir. So many things Allah Ta'ala just overlooks it. Allah doesn't even look at it also. You made the guna, you slipped up, you said something. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala just overlooks it. Like he never did it. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to punish malaika writing. But if Allah Ta'ala wants, He forgives, and He forgives plenty also. So the beautiful name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Ya Kareem, the being who grants without being asked, that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, without even asking, Allah Ta'ala bestows His favors. There are many interpretations or tafsir we can say, or details in regards to the sifat and this name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in this kitab. The Musannif, the author, has enumerated 16 different explanations of this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are number 5. Al-Kareem is that being who grants and thereafter praises. Allah Ta'ala grants you something, Allah Ta'ala praises you for that. As He does with His awliya and His friends. Allah Ta'ala grants them taqwa, ism Allah. Sharam haya, Allah gave you. Allah Ta'ala, hidayat Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ وَالرَّاشِدُونَ. Look at them, these are the rightly guided ones. Who guided you? Allah guided you, and Allah praises you also. SubhanAllah, where you look at someone like that? That they give it to you, and they praise you also. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants him iman, and He places dislike of kufr, sin, and disobedience in their hearts. And thereafter, Allah Ta'ala praises them in the Qur'an, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ وَالرَّاشِدُونَ. That these people are rightly guided. That, oh people, now you must turn to them. Who gave them the qualities? Allah gave it. Everything we got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that to Allah ta'ala praises us for what He gave us. Like how Hazrat tells us also, when it comes to dua, we will get a Rabb like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where Allah ta'ala commands, I want you to ask me. If you don't ask me, I'll get upset with you. Hazrat says, only we have a friend like that, that tells you, please, bhai, please come and ask me. And if you ask him also, you want to loan 10,000, 100,000 rand, maybe he'll give, maybe he won't give. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask me. If you don't ask me, I'm going to get upset with you. And if you ask me also, one is I will give it to you, and I will reward you for your asking also. Subhanallah. Hazrat says, imagine their friend says that, I'm so happy you asked me. You want 10,000 rand. I'm giving you 10,000 rand for asking and 10,000 rand loan you wanted. You'll never get anybody like that. Allah says, I'm your friend. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah says, I am the wali. I am the friend of the people of Iman. If only they know how much I love them, how much I want to be with them, how much they want to be with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah. Allah says, for you are asking me because you turned to me. Allah says, I'll reward you for your asking and I will give you what you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Sharif, Inna wajadnahu sabira ni'mal abdu innahu awwab. Verily we found him to be forbearant. We found him to be forbearant, be very patient. What a good slave he was. Allah is praising. Ni'mal abd. What an excellent slave. Allah is praising. Verily he was one who turned to us in abundance. How pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He granted the beautiful quality of patience to his servant and thereafter praised him for it. His servant, Madhkur Abdana Ayyub. Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, Allah ta'ala granted him patience. So Allah ta'ala says, verily we found him to be very patient. Who gave him patience? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala says, ni'mal abd. What an excellent slave. Allah ta'ala gave the attribute, Allah ta'ala praises him for that. Allah Ta'ala says, verily he was one who turned to us in abundance. Over and over again he turned to Allah. That was tawfiq from Allah. And upon that Allah is praising him for it. The meaning hereof is that the patience which Ayyub alayhi salatu salam bore was solely due to the ability granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus it was a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself granted this quality and thereafter praises Ayyub alayhi salatu salam over his patience. This is Kareem. Where Allah ta'ala gives for free. As Hadrat says now, South African translation for free, Bansela. We didn't do anything. Allah ta'ala just gave it. When it comes to our masturat also, here we explain to them, Allah Ta'ala gave them their features, their beauty, whatever it may be. Allah Ta'ala gave it. Allah says, I made you so beautiful and I want you to cover it also. Don't break my command. Here now with the makeup and all the social media you want to expose. But the one that has given you wants you to conceal. Like when it comes to the topi also, we explain to the brothers, that sometimes we go for Umrah, for Hajj, and we shave our hair. As the brother is over in topi, Mawlana is itching too much. Topi gets stuck to my head. Topi gets stuck to my head. But we read the Kitab, the Riwayat, almost 250 different narrations in regards to topi only. It's as if Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is telling you 250 times, please wear a topi. And you reply 250 times, I don't want to. I'm not wearing it. I'm not wearing it. Inna lillahi. There's now the riwayat. When it comes to the masturat, leave the ahadith and riwayat. Allah says that please cover yourself. And we are saying, husband is telling the wife, that don't get too pious, please. The future mother-in-law is saying to the future daughter-in-law, we don't want a very pious girl in the home. Don't break the family. We all eat together. So we're hearing this nowadays. That when the mother-in-laws, future mother-in-laws go looking for the girl, they ask also, the girl, parda, hijab, we don't want very strict hijab in our home. Because we eat together, brother-in-laws, eat day, Friday, Jummah, inna lillahi. That we're actually challenging Allah. As Hakim Shah will say, don't dare Allah. Allah gave the command, don't dare him. Say, I'm weak, it's my weakness, that we're still involving guna and sin, inshallah, we'll change our life. But don't say we don't want it. That she's going to break the family, and now she must sit like this, and she must sit like that. Or she doesn't put in the family. Na'uzu billah. Allah Ta'ala gave the beauty, Allah says conceal it. Who you must reveal it for? There you must reveal it. At home, to your mahram, to the husband, etc. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is very, very kareem. And we can see from these attributes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala gives. Al-Kareem is that being whose favors encompasses the needy. Al-Kareem is that being whose favors, whose bounties encompasses, includes the needy as well as others. That is, Allah Ta'ala's bounties and favors encompass the rich, the poor, the king, or the pauper. A person came to a pious man and said to him, I managed to exchange my lungs for 500,000 rupees. He said, I managed to exchange my lungs for 500,000 rupees. So the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, replied and said to his mureedin, his disciples, all of our lungs are functioning correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed lungs worth 1 million rupees in our bodies. You got 500,000. But you can't put a price to it. Nobody will sell his eye even for a million. So we can imagine what price Allah Ta'ala has put for one faculty Allah Ta'ala has given us. And the reality, as Hazrat says also, Allah Ta'ala gave all of this now, as you know, we're coming to the end of our Islamic year 1445. The date, what's the date tonight? 28th Zulhijjah. So when you're sighting the moon? So tomorrow night 29th, which will be Jumu'ah. And then on Saturday night we'll sight the moon. So we come into the year end. So looking at all the sifat of Allah, Allah Baqi has given us, Hazrat says, now is time for at least to do our annual service. He says, now check our hisab kitab for the entire year. We come into the end of the year, really what have I achieved? What have I achieved? I've lost 1 year. And today we see the kuffar also, when it comes to them, when it comes to birthday, what they do, they celebrate. And did you have anybody celebrating a loss? But they celebrate, they lost 1 year. Somebody lost 100,000 rand, he's throwing a party. He's making majah, but he lost 100. You lost 1 year, how many breaths you lost? How many breaths you lost without the dhikr of Allah? How many days you lost without nafil? How many days you lost without Quran tilawat? And now you're having a birthday party. Inna lillahi. Who can be more foolish? So 1 year is coming to the end that we should take hisab kitab. This Allah Ta'ala is giving so much. Hazrat says we can't even imagine it. Allah Ta'ala wants just one thing from us. Fix yourself up. What do you call islah? Islah basically, fix yourself up. And this word fix in our vocab is very, very important. Domestic life, everything must be fixed up immediately. Whether something in the house, plug not working. Wife has said the plug in the kitchen is not working. Well, you must fix it up yesterday. It must be fixed up already. Car not sounding right. Make sure we phone here, phone there. We need the spare. We need the part. That machine not working. Small thing. We have to fix it up. You know, system, toilet system. So much importance. That's now only for the waste. But so much we call a plumber. Make sure it's fixed up by today. And we know the height of it. No garam pani. No hot water. Geyser burst. Big problem. Have to fix it up. Taqwa burst. I didn't take my hisab kitab. No fikr. Hazrat says, no fikr. Even worried also. 1 year went past. What I supposed to do in the day, my ma'amulat, my a'mal, and the basics. Qari, Amirul Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayh, who taught for almost all his life in Hardoi, by Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaykh Munabarul Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Once he came to Darul Mazadwal, so Hazrat mentioned, he sat on the minbar, and he posed a simple question. He said, Islah kya cheez hai? What is Islah? What is reformation? I want to change my life. I want to reform my habits. I want to fix myself up. He said, what is fixing yourself up? He said, it's very, very easy. He said, something big, the sawuf, that now take a big tasbih, don't smile anymore, have heavy ta'lim at home, only talk deeni things at home. He said, no. That's your own image of what the sawuf is. The sawuf is very basic, very easy. He said, the sawuf kya hai? He said, what you're supposed to be doing and you're not doing, start doing it. There's reformation, you're deforming your life. A simple example he gave. He said, you're supposed to be reading Yasin Sharif every morning. When you're not reading, what is Islah? Start reading. You made Islah of that time. So you made Islah of that 5 minutes of your morning. Supposed to read Yasin Sharif that time, you weren't reading, start reading. Or reading that now, that will pull so many more a'mal. Just Yasin Sharif now, you have to open your Quran Sharif. Then you say, as the ulama say, that one good deed pulls another good deed. One good deed pulls another good deed. You start the Yasin Sharif. And how many of us know it also? But now the fashion is what? Put the recorder on. Put the CD on, whatever it is in the business place. Now barkat. Yasin is for barkat, as it says. Or Yasin is for the person that marhum, not for the living. Yasin is to read in the morning. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned the hard desire that Yasin be in every believer's heart. And the reward of it is equal to how many Qurans were? 10 Quran Sharifs, 1 time Yasin. So imagine now, how much sawab Allah Pak is giving. And now it's sacred months also, everything is multiplied. So not reading Yasin Sharif, start reading Yasin Sharif. How long it will take us? 5 minutes. As we mentioned before, we met one brother in the Haram Madina Manawara, one simple India boy, sat down there next to me, took out his juzdan, little bags they have from the travel agent, and he took out his Yasin para, sipara. only Yasin, the big bold writing. I read my Quran, started my one para I started reading, and he started his Yasin Sharif. Finished half para, he didn't finish half Yasin yet. Finished the whole para, now he's finishing his Yasin. Almost half an hour only for Yasin. So I had to ask him. I said, "Bhai Sahab, Yasin, so long you're taking to read?" Simple person. He says, "Well, I went to school, I wasn't very intelligent. I was dumb. Couldn't make it. But I learned Quran Sharif. I learned the Yasin, but it takes me time to read. I read every day two, three times for my marhum father. I read for myself half an hour only for Yasin Sharif. 2-3 times a day. You can calculate now, 1.5 hours. Only to read is Yasin in a day. But what muhabbat, what love. After Fajr he came, he sat there, read Yasin, he closed it, he made his dua, then he left after that. How Allah must be loving his only Yasin compared to our 10 paras we're reading. Look at the mehnat, look at the effort, and for the hafiz al-Quran that knows it. He knows it and not reading it. Unfortunately, my habit also, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. You know, when you get in the car, what happens first? Cell phone is out. And how you're driving one hand on the steering wheel, and the cell phone in the other hand, and we're talking all the way. Voice notes, one, voice notes, checking there and checking there. No time to do anything else. So busy we are. We're proud to show to you. So busy. No time to talk, no time to do anything. Who are you talking to so much now? But this is reality. So no time for Yasin Sharif. Hazrat says, start reading our Yasin every morning. The person who reads Yasin every morning, قُضِيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. Allah Ta'ala's promise that all your needs for the day will be taken care of. What's our biggest need for the day? A'mal. My salah on time, my Quran tilawat, my amulat, Allah has taken care. Allah will give tawfiq from His side, and Allah will praise you also for it. Allah will thank you for it. Allah is Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakur, the name of Allah, the one that is very grateful. Allah becomes grateful. Shukar Guzar. Allah Ta'ala says, Shukar. I thank you for reading it, subhanAllah. Allah appreciates it. So Yasin Sharif in the morning, then we have our ma'amulat wazaif. And we come into the year end. How many of us every night take our time to read our surahs before we sleep at night? MashaAllah, the women folk, alhamdulillah, they got that green kitab, alhamdulillah. They stuck to the green kitab of theirs, alhamdulillah. Everywhere they go, there's a first aid kit, green kitab. Then they ask, you read your surahs? Our surahs, 3 quls, they say, we finished. No, surahs for the night. Surah Tabarak, Surah Waqiyah, Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, every night used to read it. So much importance for it. Many of us know it also, but just oblivious. Don't read it. Don't want to read it. Too difficult to read. If I don't know it, take off some time in the masjid after Maghrib. Sit 5 minutes extra, 10 minutes extra. After Isha, 5 minutes. Read our surahs for the night. What Allah will give us. This Hazrat is pleading, he is saying, that everything we want to fix up. Already we got appointment for next week, dentist. They're following for optician. Then we got following some other appointment, something else of ours. Then the children's appointments. This, and we diarize everything. Everything diarized. And then we put it on the group also. Appointment is the time. Make sure you're all there 10 minutes before time. Oh, Baji, what about your 10 minutes after Maghrib? Sit down and read your surahs. But that's so important that. And the doctor says, sorry, appointment 2 months time. Doctor, we have to. We have to read our surahs. Doctor, I need emergency appointment. And how we make a plan, some contact, make a plan. We need an emergency appointment. We have to get it done. Person now, somebody knocked the car. Person says, I don't have insurance. Sorry, I can't help you. I'll pay you. Send it to panel beater. Panel beater says, job is done. Can't release till you pay. That person doesn't pay for it. Say, Chalo, I'll pay for my own damage. But I need to get my car. Taqwa is damaged. Heart is damaged. Surahs are not in place. When we go in the qabr, Hazrat says, how are you going to come back and fix it up? Can't fix it up now. It's beyond repairs. And in dunya, nobody is beyond repairs by Allah. No one is just start doing the amal. We have to take courage, put in our mind, in our head, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's all. That's all. Put the phone away, open the Quran Sharif and read it. We'll just go over a few, just to give us understanding the rewards for the surahs. There's too many for me just to see it off, but we just read it from these few virtues of Surah Mulk Tabarak Alladhi, Surah Waqi'ah, Alif Lam Mim Sajda. The Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not sleep until he recited Surah Sajda and Surah Al-Mulk. He would never sleep until he read Surah Sajda, Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Which para? 21st para. So Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi. Only 30 ayats. only 30 ayat. If you learn one ayat every day, in 1 month we already learnt it. So Nabi of Allah would never sleep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he read these two surahs. The riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding Surah Al-Mulk, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, a surah containing 30 verses which will intercede on behalf of his reciter until he's forgiven. Subhanallah, only 30 ayat. Will intercede for you until Allah does forgive you. Now where you get a contact like that? You got a contact, he says, I will organize, don't worry. You got itminan, I'm sorted out. He's going to organize it. He'll make a plan somehow. Bought a building, we know. Person bought a building, he came with a big bill, municipal bill. $500,000 done, water and lights. We know what a headache it is now to sort the thing out. Alright? Now it's just accruing and piling up over all the years. Now you're looking for contact here, contact there, sort of that account. Set our account and how? We'll wait till the thing is sorted out. Right? Somebody will make a plan, somebody will intercede. Ya Allah Ta'ala is saying, small contact, 30 verses only. Only 30 verses and it will intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah till you are forgiven. Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a surah of the Qur'an Sharif that consists of merely 30 verses will argue on behalf of the one who recites it until he's admitted into Jannah, the Surah Al-Mulk. It will get you into Jannah. Now imagine Allah Ta'ala is telling you, read it, and I'll give you this. Now who can be a bigger fool? Well, I'm telling you, by do this, and I'll give you this. But you don't want to do it. Don't want to do it, but I want it. You say, but it doesn't work like that. I'm telling you, just do this, and you will get this. Doesn't want to do it. Allah said, do it. And this surah will take you to Jannah, it will argue on your behalf. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whomsoever, and we know when it comes to sorting our life out, now there is so much problem with couples. Now we're looking for a psychologist. Have to go. Wife says, you have to come with me. Have to come to sort it out. Allah Pak says, you want to sort it out? It's Surah Al-Mulk. Read it. Sort it out. You don't need a psychologist, you don't need a psychiatrist, read your surah every night. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whomsoever recites Surah Al-Mulk every night, Allah will protect him from the punishment of the qabr by virtue of the surah. You're already protected. We're making dua, ya Allah, give me more on Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala give all of us on Jumu'ah day. Person is now safe from the fitna of the qabr, from the adab of the qabr. But if I don't get that, I got my Surah Mulk at least. That will say, and as it says, the qabr is a reality. Remember, the qabr is closer to you than your tomorrow breakfast also. Your qabr is closer to you than your tomorrow Fajr Salah too. Can happen any time. Can happen any time. So we can't say, now I'll start tomorrow. We're taking out the phone in the car. Take out the phone and put on your Surah Al-Mulk if you don't know it. And recite after the Qari. Do it for 1 month. And slowly you'll get to know the words, you'll learn it. Because Surah Al-Mulk, and now alhamdulillah, the phones, we all got the surahs there. We all got the Qur'an Sharif over there. We mentioned before also, alhamdulillah, when Umrah we went, when we shave our hair by the Baba, youngster there was shaving our hair. And as he started, I got a bit worried also, because the way they take out that razor, you know, the plastic, how they smash it. Then he opened it up, he said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I said, Inna Lillah. Then he started, Tabarak al-Lazi bi yadihi al-Mulk. I said, Subhanallah. What a pious Baba. Youngster, he was in his 20s, from India he was. And as he's removing my hair, he read his Surah Al-Mulk and his Waqia also, everything, and I'm listening to him. So I asked him, I said, better way, you learn this? Hafiz al-Quran? He said, not Hafiz al-Quran. I said, how you learn this? Where are you from? He said, from India. How long are you here? He said, about 6-7 months ago. I can't remember clearly now. I'm here. I said, how you learn the surahs then? He said, I can't sleep at night, I'm missing home. So I play the surahs every night until I learned it. Until I learned it. So subhanallah, how many could be in the haram sharif not reading the surahs at night? This is why out of the haram in the barber shop, and his heart is in the haram really. He took benefit from the haram. He's reading his surahs. So imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the person who reads Surah Al-Mulk every night, Allah will protect him from the punishment of the qabr by virtue of the surah. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we named the surah Al-Mani'ah. What is Al-Mani'ah? One of the names of Surah Al-Mulk. Al-Mani'ah, what it means, the one that prevents the punishment of the qabr. It prevents it. It will protect you. Today to save ourselves on speeding fines, what we don't do. Before we had this, what? Radar or lasers that we had. People used to buy it to see where the cops are in front. Now they got ways and they got different ways now. Right? And by we know also when you're flying down the stretch, and from the other side the guy flashes you. Right? How you put mana I am now? How you put the brakes totally now? Because he already, Mr. Sam already warned you. Already warned you. Heads up. There's a trap in front. Qabr is there. They're waiting for you already. Just read the surah. It will protect you. It's already your contact. You will relax. Hazrat says, you relax in the qabr. Ya Allah, all his amar will come. Like how we always say, you tired, had a long suffer, a long trip. And now you landed at the airport. And subhanAllah, you didn't even realize somebody organized everything for you. And they came there with a nice big board there. Mr. So-and-so, welcome, ahlan wa sahlan. Say, subhanAllah, what happened here? Said, no, limousine. We got, you know, VIP. And how you feel like a lani now? VIP came. Nabi of Allah wants to make us VIP. He wants to make us VIP. And he's telling us, be careful, the qabr is like that. There's all these things in the qabr. Right? VIP also, we say what? Right? You whoop somebody. So he's telling you that you are very important. And take heed. Read the surah. So it will help you in the qabr also. So this also called surah Mani'ah. It is such a surah, whoever recites it every night has certainly done a lot and has done good. Nabi of Allah is saying, you've done a lot, you've done very good. So read surah, mulk every night. Other riwayat is mentioned also, when it comes to suratul mulk. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we'll just go a few more riwayat. Here also he says, whosoever reads Suratul Mulk every night, Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk, Allah will protect him from the torment of the qabr. At the time of Rasulullah SAW, we used to call it Surah Al-Maniyah, the one that protects. Riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also mentioned this one. Verily, there's a chapter in the Quran Sharif who contains 30 verses that will intercede on behalf of the reciter until he is forgiven. It is Surah Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Then Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum has riwayat, he says, that one of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum pitched a tent on a grave without knowing that it was a grave under the tent. Suddenly he heard a person from the grave reciting Suratul Mulk. He heard from the qabr, somebody reciting Suratul Mulk until he completed the surah. The Sahabi went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I pitched my tent on a grave without knowing that it was a qabr. Suddenly I heard a person from the qabr reciting Suratul Mulk until he completed the surah. Rasulullah SAW said, it is the defender and the deliverer. Meaning he delivers from the punishment of the qabr into the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So if you know the virtues, how can a person go to bed without reading them? Because Surah Waqiyah also. Surah Waqiyah, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu taught his daughters, Surah Waqiyah. On his deathbed, Sahaba Ikram came to him, oh Ibn Mas'ud, you got 7 daughters, what do you left behind for them? What's going to happen to them? He said, well, no worry, I taught them Suratul Waqiyah. Suratul Waqiyah, Allah will save a person from poverty. Poverty will never come to him. So Allah Ta'ala has given us all the prescription, but we want to work so hard, Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept it. Do our Waqiyah every night. Suratul Mulk, Suratul Sajda. Then we have tonight also. We have the night of Jumu'ah. Surah Al-Dukhan, we know Surah Al-Dukhan, it's a few pages only, about 3-4 pages. 3-4 pages, we're going home at night also now, put it on in the car, recite it. What Allah will give us on palace in Jannat. So much reward just for the surah. Then our surah, Surah Al-Kahf also. Surah Al-Kahf will save us from Dajjal, deception of dunya. So all these amal we have, this is islah. I'm not doing it, start doing it. All we have to do is take the courage that I've started doing it. And as we begin to do it, Allah will make it easy. But if we think now it's so long, it's so hard, it's so difficult, difficult is dunya. But that we learnt it and we're doing it. Quran is easy. We just got to commit ourselves, understand the virtues, the rewards, and this is my islah. Now I fill up this time with this amal, then Allah will give tawfiq to do more amal. And there's so many people right now, elderly people, alhamdulillah, they've taken out the time, they're learning these surahs, they're making amal upon it. The housewives are doing it also. But the men, some laziness comes in them. They want to read the surahs at night. And Huffaz also, they know these surahs. But sitting in the car, you just can't read it. The ladies will read it. They take out their time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That Allah Ta'ala is so kareem, Allah wants to give. Allah says, read it and I'll give you so much. Read it, the investment is so little. And the rewards are so much. Allah Ta'ala says, you've got already your policies done and signed. Protection, barakat, waqiyah. Allah will raise you. Surah waqiyah, khafida, rafi'ah. Allah Ta'ala will raise you through Surah Waqiyah. Allah will give you izzat and honor. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. As you say, the year is coming to an end. Now take hisab. Now let me start these surahs. At least start one every night. And then add it on. Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. I know it. Surah Waqiyah. Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Then we got our Yasin Sharif in the morning. We have our Laylatul Jumu'ah. Friday night started already. Surah, I don't know my whole Suratul Kaf. Then at least the first 10 ayats. The last 10 ayats. Tajjal. All the deception of Dajjal and all is happening in dunya. Allah will clearly make it clear for us which way to go and how to go. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. We'll just read a few lines from this kitab. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The treatment of anger. So whenever, as I say, whenever you get angry, immediately recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. See, protection in Allah from Shaitan the accursed. But ensure that you look to the left and right while reciting this. Otherwise the person with whom you are angry is liable to jump to the conclusion that you are labeling him as Shaitan. So don't tell him A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and show him big eyes. You're going to make a bigger fight. Especially with the wife also now. But you say, you're calling me Shaitan Ya Rajim. So look to the right, look to the left. Hazrat Kim Sahib, mashallah, he says the Jumu'ah was very ajib. And then sometimes, of our own islah, as the tortoises also told us, how many a man wants to make islah, but his own tartib, his own style. He's got a sheikh, he's got an alim in his life, but he doesn't talk about his illnesses. When he's fighting with the wife will say, "Oh, tell Hazrat, dare you tell Hazrat." But they say, "Don't get angry. Don't get angry." He said, "Dare you." Now he was keep pally pally. Hazrat might think I'm a big buzruk. Now he's telling the wife, "You don't tell the doctor I'm sick, but I pay the bill." He said, "What's the use? Go and tell the doctor, your hand is paining, your leg is paining. All right, you can't feel, you have a certain problem. Don't tell the doctor." The wife makes sure she'll tell still. I'm worried about him. She'll phone his brother, phone the father-in-law, please take him. But when he comes to spiritual illness, he'll warn the wife, "Don't tell anybody, don't tell Hazrat, I've got a very good relationship with him. How his ties make it made? How are you going to fix the car?" Now imagine the wife, she now using the kitchen sink all the time and the tap is breaking and she uses it till the warranty is finished. Now she tells you it broke. So when it broke sometime I was using it. Now you're telling me, warranty is over, how we get angry? Yeah, taqwa broke. Don't make it tila, don't say, he doesn't want to say himself, doesn't want her to say also. You're not going to complain. They want now for islah, to have a better life. Now through our islahi ta'aluk with the sheikh, we're making zulam on the wife. How this islah is going to take place? Through our islahi and our relationship of coming right with the sheikh, we're using that now to subdue her. There you, how a person is going to come right. You should give an open card. Please, by all means. I want to come right, but the shaitan within me now won't allow me. So therefore you make the contact, whether you send a message, or call the house, whatever it is now, they see like this is getting angry at home, or this is happening at home. He won't say it. But you've got to keep it open so it can take place. Another year will pass, and then she'll have to read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. The blessings of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Similarly, one should resort to reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. When you get angry, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. La Hawla means La Hawla. The word is La Hawla. Not La Hawla. La Hawla. Even though kalima also. We say La Ilaha Illallah. It's La Ilaha Illallah. Not La Ilaha Illallah. La Ilaha Illallah. La hawla means there is no strength to abstain from evil. There is no strength, there is no power to abstain from evil, while وَلَا قُوَّةَ means, and there is no ability to do good. Got it, لَا حَوْلَ, there is no strength to abstain from evil, وَلَا قُوَّةَ, and there is no ability to do good, إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, except with the assistance of Allah. So you handed yourself over to Allah. Allah, I can't stop my anger, nor can I remain cool, it's only by your tawfiq. You handed yourself over to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Glad tidings are mentioned in the hadith regarding the recital of the above. The treasure of tawfiq, the treasure of ability and tawfiq from Allah is granted to one who does so. When you will read this, Allah will give you tawfiq now. To abstain from evil and to do the good. Is referred to as kanzun min kunuzil jannah. This la hawla wa la quwwata is called kanzun min kunuzil jannah, a treasure from among the treasures of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has given this ummah to recite this wazifa, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The muhaddithin, the commentators of hadith, have explained in the commentary of this hadith, since the speciality of this recital has within it the effect of procuring Allah's assistance to both abstain from evil and to act upon good, Jannah will be the necessary result thereof. Because he came from Jannah. So this wazifa is going to pull you back to Jannah also. It will help you to stay away from haram, from evil, and to the tawfiq of Allah, you will do good. A person may be walking on his way when the desire to commit some sin enters his heart, upon which he recites, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One who hears him reciting this jumps to the conclusion that this person is reading this because he has looked at me. Alright, he might think now, you saw somebody, and now some thought comes in your mind to do some haram, but you're staring at somebody. He says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Person says, what's wrong with this? What did I do to him? Not understanding now that you learn the wazifa. So you've got to be careful when you read it and how you read it also, it mustn't get you into trouble. It has become common though, incorrect, that this must be recited to seek refuge from shaitan. The person hearing this recital incorrectly draws the conclusion that the person reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah considers him to be a shaitan. Because this will be understanding. You must read this when you get influenced by shaitan. So person will think now that you're making me shaitan, you sing La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This in turn leads to arguments and fights. The reaction on hearing these blessed words thus prompts the reaction that would take place when one addresses a person with vulgarity. Let us realize that this should not be so. In reality, the occasion for its recital is seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abstaining from sin and seeking His aid in acting upon good. We must use this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Then Hazrat taught us also, when this inclination, guna and sin comes in the heart. But the biggest problem, my dear brothers, nowadays, we don't even recognize what is guna and sin anymore now. Because guna and sin has become so rife, we don't regard it to be a sin anymore. Simple thing. People ask also, cigarette is haram. So it's fine on website, it's only makruh. But carry on being makruh, is this liked? So he will make tawbah from that also, that I'm now abusing my lungs. And more than that, I'm wasting my money, smoking my money away. So we don't make tawbah from that. Television also, people look at it, YouTube, till they fall asleep, no tawbah. So even gunas too, we're not making. Now it's really la hawla wa la quwwata. When you take out the cigarette, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa. Tell the cigarette, you're the big shaitan in my life. A'uz billahi min ash-shaytan. But then he make muhabbat with it. What PR and muhabbat. Keeps it so close to his heart also. Top pocket he keeps it. And sometimes he gets exposed when he goes in sajda, it comes out. But no la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The issue really at that time, la hawla, I'm going to stop this now. No more I'm going to smoke you. I better use it, give the money in charity every time. Every time I want to buy, we'll give the same amount of money. If you're buying, I don't know how much it is now. Alright, 20 rand, 30 rand. I'm going to buy one pack, give the same 30 rand in sadqa also. So every time you're going to buy, 30 rand in sadqa, 40 rand in sadqa, whatever it may be. Until it comes out from the system. Allah Ta'ala save us. That years is going on, and israf, we're wasting so much of money. To the calculation, how much we wasted already in our life. Besides the money, the time we wasted. Not only the time, as Hazrat says, nobody smokes alone. Must look for a partner. Go in Jamaat also, look for a partner. So he says, how much of time we wasted. And all layani. And so many other things in our life, which are gunas and sins, were not just futile acts. They don't make tawbah. So we want these things out of our lives. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to abstain from this evil, and to do all that it is good. So when the inclination comes to haram, then أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلبي خشيتك وذكرك. These things we read. Read it over and over again until Allah Ta'ala saves us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, make amal, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحمن يا رحيم. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most giving Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you've given us the best of your bounties in your ni'mat summa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in your bounties, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. At the same time, we are drowning in sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, beat our eyes, our tongues, our hands, our feet, our ears, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. You've given us all these faculties, O my Allah, and all these ni'mat to remember you, to make your dhikr, to think of you, to make shukr to you. To use all these things in your obedience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we've abused every part of our body, O my Allah. Every second of our life. O my Allah, we ask you to forgive us, O my Allah. We don't know how to be good, O my Allah. We don't have the strength, O my Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja wa la manja min Allah illa ilayk. O my Allah, there's refuge only by you. There's nowhere else we can go. O my Allah, there's no strength. There's no ability to refrain from haram, from evil, except from you, O my Allah. To do any good is tawfiq only from you. O my Allah, we ask of you to grant us tawfiq, O my Allah. And to give us the ability to obey you, to fulfill every command of yours in a way that is beloved and most pleasing to you. O my Allah, make us amongst your awliya, your true friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your yad and dhikr every second of our life, Ya Allah. Let us drown in your sea of love and muhabbat, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us a life of reality, of haqaiq, of ma'rifat. Ya Allah, of your true love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, O my Allah. Become ours. Ya Allah, make us ashiqs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to recite all of our surahs every day, to open Quran Sharif every day, to kiss Quran, to hold it to our hearts, O my Allah. To read with muhabbat and love, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us khushu and khudu in our salah. Give us concentration, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us taqwa, give us iman, give us tawakkul. Ya Allah, grant us all those sifat that are beloved to you. O my Allah, make our dunya easy for us, make our akhirat easy for us, O my Allah. Give us good health and afiyat, and us, our families, our wives, our children, our progenies, Ya Allah, our parents, O my Allah, and all those that love us and who we love. O my Allah, grant us hidayat, grant us salah, give us taqwa. O my Allah, keep us in your rahmat and your bounties, O my Allah. We are very weak, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep us close to you. Ya Allah, pull us by our forelocks towards you with your power of jazb and pull, Ya Allah, pull us towards you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, save us from all the fitnas around us. Save us, save our children, save our families, save our households, O my Allah. O my Allah, grant us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Grant our children the best of homes, O my Allah. Save us from muhtaji, O my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, istighna'iyat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us dependency only upon you, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, the bounty of Iman, of Islam. Ya Allah, that you are our Rabb, O my Ya Allah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is our Rasul, our Nabi. Oh my Allah, you save our heads from making sajda to anyone besides you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for this great ni'mat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us khatima bil khair. Give us mut upon iman in the condition you are happy with us. Forgive us for all our sins, Ya Allah. Make us amongst your friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, reward our mashayikh, reward our parents, all the marhumi, fully qabr al-nur. Make them maghfirah, raise them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send the cool winds of jannat upon them, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from adab qabr. Ya Allah, save us from the heat and the day of qiyamah. Oh my Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, entrance to jannat without any reckoning, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of Habibi Baq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, accept us with the khidmat of deen, O my Allah. Reward our Shaykh the best of rewards, O my Allah. Grant him afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Accept all his khidmat, O my Allah. Accept all the daru ulums, all the makatib, O my Allah, all the khankas, and all the marakis, and all the ishimas, make it a great success, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna. Innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.